This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. Well, we had a powerful risk-on rally on Wall Street. It was a Fed rally. While the FOMC or the Fed raised interest rates by 75 basis points, as was the consensus expectations, Jerome Powell has signaled that perhaps the pace of interest rate increases from here on will moderate, which has got the street to start penciling in a 75 basis points rate hike in the September meet. Also, Jerome Powell saying that at least there are no signs of recession as of now. So that's what led to that powerful up move seen on Wall Street. The Dow was up 1.5%, the S&P 500 gaining 2.6%, and the Nasdaq surging close to about 4%. For our own markets, yesterday we were up 1%, the Nifty snapped a two-day losing streak, ended above 16,600, and this morning the SGX 50 is suggesting another up move close to about 90 points. It is the July series expiry, so watch for that. In terms of flows, yesterday the FIs sold 437 crore in cash, selling for the fourth consecutive day. The DIIs bought 712 crores. But today is all going to be about the intersection of the monthly expiry, the up move that we are seeing across the Asian markets, and the earnings. So in earnings reaction, Tata Motors is a miss. The company has reported a big consolidated net loss of 5,000 crore rupees. Biocon 2 misses expectations. Revenue growth 22%, lower than estimates of 29%. Margins at 19%, again, a miss. United Breweries is a mixed bag. Revenue beat, but margins and profits are under pressure. Margins for United Breweries are at 11% versus 15%. VIP has reported its highest ever quarterly revenue, EBITDA and PAT. Remember, this is the first normal quarter of traveling and wedding season in the last 2 years. SpiceJet, DGCA has ordered the airline to operate at 50% capacity for safety for the next 8 weeks. So that would be under pressure. With that, I'm going to take your leave in this podcast. Thank you for listening. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.